From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says its warplanes Wednesday joined Turkish aircraft for the first time targeting Islamic State as part of a Turkish-backed offensive to wrest control of the northern town of Elbab from IS defenders. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said nine Russian planes and eight Turkish aircraft took part in the combined operation. Russia and Turkey, meanwhile, have been on opposing sides in the nearly six-year conflict in Syria. Moscow backs President Bashar al-Assad. Ankara has supported the rebels. Trinity University analyst David Lesh said Turkey benefits from such a relationship.
They were having a tough go at it, trying to take Elbab from the Islamic State, suffering a number of losses. And so it appears that they need Russian military support, particularly air support.
The two countries are co-sponsoring talks scheduled next week in Kazakhstan aimed at resolving security matters such as ceasefire violations. Those talks were dealt a setback with the announcement Wednesday by the key rebel group Arar-o-Sham it will not take part. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent Wednesday said at least 70 civilians, including six aid workers, were killed, dozens of others wounded in northeast Nigeria, following an errant military strike that hit a camp for displaced people. 46 of the wounded are listed to be in critical condition. Adama Barrow was reportedly preparing to take the oath of office Thursday at the Gambian embassy in Senegal as Gambia's new leader, as Senegalese and Nigerian forces stood by to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh, whose mandate expired at midnight, does not step down. Mr. Jammeh called the December 1st election he lost fraudulent and called for a new ballot. Tuesday, he declared a state of emergency. This is VOA News.